Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Dancing Mermaid. This story was written by me, and it's based on a story by Hans Christian Andersen. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon, with additional voices from Erica Sanderson. This is part 3, with more from Under the Sea. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. On the long swim back to her home in the coral, the mermaid could think of no one else, nothing else.
I must see that land boy again. I need to talk to him, get to know him properly. I have to.
She couldn't control her mind. All it wanted to do was show her the land boy's face again and again and again. So, instead of going home, the young mermaid swam to the underwater cave of the only person she thought could help. The Merwitch. The Merwitch was a kindly old merwoman with long grey-green hair as shiny as her grey-green fishtail. She was in the middle of preparing her supper when the mermaid arrived.
Young mer-princess,
she said with a smile.
What a welcome surprise.
But then she saw the young mermaid's face and added,
So, who's the lucky mer-boy?
The mermaid stopped, startled.
What makes you think you have the look of one in love, child?
Replied the mer-witch.
Your body is here, but your mind is elsewhere. And your face doesn't know whether to be happy or sad about it.
The mermaid sighed.
Oh, wise merwitch, you are half right. But I'm not in love with a merboy.
No?
Replied the merwitch, settling down on a large sea sponge. But then suddenly realized what the mermaid meant and said,
No!
The mermaid nodded.
Yes, I'm in love with a land boy.
The merwitch rubbed her chin.
And you're visiting me because...
I want to know, good merwitch, can a mermaid walk with land people?
Now the merwitch sighed and patted the sponge next to her.
Oh, sit down, child.
After the mermaid sat, the merwitch continued.
It is possible, yes. My magic can give you more earth elements so you can swap your tail for legs. But... there are 3 very important details you need to know. First, it will come at a cost. You will need to give up your water element, meaning you will lose your beautiful voice.
The princess touched her lips.
So I can walk with the land boy, but not talk with him?
The merwitch nodded.
That's right. But that is not all. It's not how mermaids are supposed to be. So it will hurt a great deal. Every step you take will feel like your feet are being stabbed by sharp knives.
The mermaid winced at the thought. But the face of the land boy filled her mind again, and somehow took the worry away.
If that is what I must suffer to be a land person, I would do it for love.
The merwitch held up a finger.
Not so fast, Your Highness. Even with legs, you won't be a land person. My magic can give you more earth element, but it can't give you soul.
The mermaid frowned.
What's soul?
Soul is an element you only find in land people,
explained the merwitch.
Different people have different ideas about what soul actually is, but the basic idea is always the same. Soul is what allows a creature to be remembered.
The mermaid's frown creased even more.
What do you mean?
Well, do you know who was merking before your father?
Don't be silly. My father has always been the merking, hasn't he?
But the merwitch shook her head.
Oh, He has been merking for a long time, because we merpeople live for hundreds of years. But his father was merking before him, and before that, his grandfather was merking. Do you remember your mother?
Now the mermaid's face was glum.
I thought I didn't have a mother.
You did,
said the merwitch.
But she died when you were 4 years old. Because she had no soul, most merpeople have already forgotten her.
But I have no soul,
cried the mermaid.
I can never be with the land boy I love.
The merwitch gently held the mermaid's shoulders.
Oh, hush, child. There is good news. Land people can share their soul. Many a soulless creature has been blessed with soul by a land person. There are dogs, cats, even rats that will be remembered for all time because a land person shared their soul with them.
The mermaid sniffled.
What's a dog?
The merwitch chuckled.
Never you mind. My point is, if this land boy likes you, he will share his soul with you. And then you will be a land person. Who knows? Maybe then your pain will go away too.
The mermaid sat up straighter.
So all I have to do is to be his friend and I will share his soul. Good merwitch, thank you. I will do it.
The merwitch chewed her lip for a moment, then asked,
Are you sure?
Yes,
the mermaid said eagerly.
Don't you want to see your father to say goodbye first?
The merwitch asked. The mermaid thought for a moment, then said,
No, he will try to convince me not to. He might even imprison me to stop me. I will write a letter for the stingrays to deliver to him, and I won't mention you so that he doesn't get angry with you. I don't want to delay any longer. Please do what must be done so I can make friends with the land boy.
The merwitch could see that the mermaid had made up her mind and would not be convinced otherwise. So she prepared a potion while the mermaid wrote a letter to her father. And once the stingrays had taken her letter for the merking, the mermaid took the potion.
Thank you, good merwitch.
And swam with it back to the church-like building on the beach, so she wouldn't be stuck out at sea with legs instead of a tail. Once she could rest on the sand of the shallows with her head above the waves, she felt a tingle of nerves, then yelled,
Land boy, where are you?
Then she drank the potion. She felt a pain like nothing she had ever felt before, nor any she might have imagined. It was like her whole tail was being torn in half. The pain was so intense that she squeezed her eyes and saw the color red instead of black, and a bell rang incessantly in her ears. She felt like she was falling down, down, down. That was part 3 of The Dancing Mermaid, and what a cliffhanger that was! To find out how the young mermaid copes with her new legs, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for next week's episode. But if you don't want to wait, why not become an epic explorer? That way you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post so you can read them, alongside pictures from incredible artists such as Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are 2 new stories every month, plus 2 bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon!